我们今天晚上要看到二十二章。
Tonight we'll be looking into chapter
22. 在二十二章开始的时候
，and in the beginning of chapter 22。
圣灵就说了这样的一些话。
The Spirit records these words.
他说：“当耶和华救大卫脱离一切仇敌和扫罗之手的日子，他向耶和华念这诗。”
David sang to the Lord the words of this song. When the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul, he said.
啊，那也就是说。当大卫在地上要走的路程差不多快要走完的时候
and that is also to say almost at the end of David's path of his life
圣灵就领着他回头来看过往的年日他是怎样的在神面前走过来
and the Spirit leads David to look in his days past to see how he has gone through those days
那我们想到大卫最开始的时候是在旷野牧羊
And we know that at the very beginning, David was tending to the sheep in the wilderness.
他在旷野的时候，差不多已经给家人都遗忘掉了。
It was as if he was forgotten by his family in the days he was in the wilderness.
一般人来说，最年幼的那个儿子，最小的那个儿子，是父母的心里头最牵挂。
And in general, the youngest child or the youngest son in the family is the one whom the parents worry about the most.
但是这个话用不上在大卫的身上。
But these did not fit upon David.
他是好像给家里的人都完全忘记掉。
And he seems like he was forgotten by his family.
但是神却看见他。
But God saw him.
那从神点名选召他开始。
And at the beginning when God pointed at his name and called him,
一直到现在他快要走完他在地上的路程
Until now almost the days on his on earth are finished for him
那神让他回头来看到过往的年日一件事情
And God allows him to look back at the individual things that occurred to him during his days
那么这些事情都是他的经历了
And all these are his experiencesAnd all these experiences became lessons for him.
也成了他生命里头的丰富了。
And it also became the fullness of his life.
我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
我们看到大卫里面满了神生命丰富的时候。
When we see within David that he is full of the fullness of God,
他就发表出来。
And it's manifested.
一发表出来就是诗篇了。
And when it's manifested, it becomes a psalm.
我们感谢赞美神。
And we praise and
thank God. 我们常常读诗篇的时候
，that when we read psalms,
非常容易的进到诗篇里面的那些光。
Very easily can we enter into the light of the psalms.
因为诗篇本身就是一些。在神面前的经历
because Psalms itself is indeed experiences before God
而在这些经历的里面有人在神面前所受的光照
and within these experiences there are the enlightenment that man received before God
有人在神面前所学习的功课
and lessons that man learned before God
有神自己的所示的彰显
and it manifests who God himself is
也有神荣耀的旨意的启示
it also reveals the eternal glorious will
of God 但是这些都不是长篇大论的在那里诉说的
but these are not mentioned in detail of how great they are
总是很少数的字句就把那一份感情那一份感觉发表得非常的痛快
but with minimal words it reveals those feelings and those emotions thoroughly
那发表诗歌的人固然是这样
and this is what the hymnist is
就是我们今天读诗篇的人也一样的有响应
and it also we can echo those for us who read the Psalms today
那么所以二十二章的这一篇诗篇
so this Psalm this chapter 22
不仅是收在 撒母耳记里头。
Not only is it written in 2 Samuel,
也给圣灵收在诗篇的里面。
The Spirit also records it in Psalms.
所以这一篇诗篇，它的属灵的分量是相当的重。
So the essence of this spiritually is great.
那我们从这一诗篇这一篇诗的里头来看看大卫在神面前所学习过的功课。
And from this psalm, let us see the lessons that David learned before God.
我们几乎可以这样说。
And we can almost say this.
诗篇二十二篇。
Psalm 22nd.
是大卫教的功课。
It is the homework that David turns in.
他把他在神面前所学的功课这样的教出来。
And all the lessons he's learned before God, he turns it out.
那所以这里头的那些内容啊，真是叫我们起共鸣的。
So the details here, we can resound at those.
当然我们不能一句一句的去看。
Of course, we can't look at it first by first.
我们只是一个信息一个信息去看。
We'll look at it from message to message.
那我们顺着它那个次序看下去。
And according to the sequence, we'll look at it.
把几个主要的信息都剪出来。
And we'll choose out those important messages.
那头一件事情弟兄姊妹能看见的，非常容易能看见的。
And the very first thing that is very easy for us to catch is,
大卫承认神是他的一切。
That David acknowledges that God is his all.
大卫承认神是他的一切。
And David confessed that God is his all.
那弟兄姊妹，你看看大卫在这里举了好多件事情。
Now brothers and sisters, you see that David makes a lot of examples here.
那虽然不能说他所举出来的这么一些，把大卫承受神做他的一切全都包括在里头。
Of course, we're not saying that these few examples that he points out includes everything that God is to him.
但是已经把神在他身上做工的经历所带出的结果发表出来。
But it is manifest the result, the fruit of God's work upon him.
所以他一开始就说耶和华是我的岩石我的山寨我的救主。
So at the very beginning he says, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer.
岩石
my rock
很大的依靠。
And it is something that he can trust.
很稳固的根基。
It is a very solid foundation.
因为这一个岩石也就是底下他所说的他的磐石。
Because this rock that he points to is also the stronghold that he refers to later on.
虽然大卫在这里所提到的这么一些，
and even though David mentions these here,
好像全都是在他征战的经历的里面所领会的，
and this is what he has learned in the experiences of his battles.
但是弟兄姊妹，当我们把我们的那个眼睛扩大起来，看到人的一生就是一个属灵的征战的时候。
The brothers and sisters, when we broaden our eyesight and see that within our life it is a spiritual warfare,
我们就看到大卫在这里所发表的这一些是非常非常的宝贵。
Then what we see David mentioned here is indeed very precious.
大卫在这里没有太多的说到他遭遇多少的难处。
David here did not mention too much of the difficulties that he has experienced.
事实上，大卫是经过许多的难处。
But in fact, he has gone through many difficulties and hardships.
我们读撒母耳记上的时候，他还没有做王以前。
And when we read 1 Samuel before he became king,
可以说他天天是在危险的里面。
We can say that every day he was in danger.
天天都在那里经历活命的指望很受威胁的日子。
We can say that every day he has gone through being in danger of his life daily.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
那现在他能很敞开的在那里宣告说。
Now he's able to openly proclaim.
耶和华是我的岩石。
That the Lord is my rock.
我的山寨，我的救主。
My fortress and my deliverer.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
如果我们只是看我的岩石，我的山寨，我的救主的时候。
But when we just look at the words that he is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer,
我们还不太觉得有什么了不起。
We still won't get how come this is so great to him.
但是当我们一看到是谁做他的山岩石山寨和拯救的时候。
But when we see who is his rock, his fortress, and his deliverer,
这个问题就很严肃了。
Then this is a very serious matter.
这个事情就很不得了了。
Then this is a very great matter.
是谁做他的磐石呢？
And who is his rock?
是谁做他的拯救呢？
And who delivers him?
是谁做他的岩石呢？
And who is his rock?
耶和华。
It is God.
耶和华。
It is Jehovah.
我愿意弟兄姊妹们，你千万就不把神就用耶和华带进去。
Now brothers and sisters, do not just use God, but use Jehovah.
你说耶和华就是神，神就是耶和华。
You say that God is Jehovah and Jehovah is God.
当然我们常常会这样很简单的就把它带进去的。
And many times simply we just exchange these two words.
但弟兄姊妹们，我们留意圣灵用字的时候有讲究的。
But brothers and sisters, let pay attention when the Holy Spirit uses words, there is a reason.
特别是说到神的名字的时候有讲究的。
And especially it has a great deal to do when it speaks upon the name of the Lord.
那耶和华弟兄姊妹都知道。
Brothers and sisters, you know Jehovah.
他是自由拥有。
And he is the Almighty One. He is the great I am.
He's
the all sufficient one.
He is that I am.
And he is the I am that I am.
那个意思就是我永远是现在的神。
And that means he is the God of always.
或者说我是从永远到永远的神。
Or that he is God eternity past to eternity future.
或者说我一直就是一个现在的神。
Or to say that he is God of the present.
那如果从时间上面来说，弟兄姊妹，你能抓到这样的一个严肃的事情。
Now brothers and sisters, just on the time frame that you can grasp this serious point.
他是从永远到永远。
That he is from eternity to eternity.
那既然他是从永远到永远的。
And since it is so.
这就引出一件事实来了。
Then this leads to a truth.
他是阿拉法。
And he is the Alpha.
他是 Omega.
He is the Omega.
那个意思就是说他是始，他是终。
And that means he is the beginning and he is the end.
是什么的始，是什么的终。
And what is the beginning and what is the end?
是万有的始，是万有的终。
He is the beginning of all and the end of all.
不是某一件事情的始，某一件事情的终。
And he is not just the beginning of a specific matter or the end of a specific matter.
那是万有的始和万有的终。
But he is the beginning of all and the end of all.
那既然是这样。
And since it is
so. 那我们就看到是这样的一位神。他来做大卫的拯救磐石、岩石和山寨。
Then we can see this is the God that is David's rock, his fortress, and his deliverer.
那这个事情就不得了。
Then this is a very great matter.
谁能来碰大卫一下？
Then who can come and touch David?
不是说大卫没有遇到难处。
It's not that David did not encounter difficulty.
也不是说没有。大卫没有碰到困苦。
Or that he did not encounter hardships.
但是这一些的困苦和难处都不能摸着大卫。
But all these difficulties cannot disturb him.
大卫曾经有心灵黑暗的日子。
And David had days of darkness.
但是这个心灵的黑暗不能叫大卫倒下去就起不来。
But these cannot cause him to fall and cannot rise up again.
为什么呢？
And why?
因为那位从永远到永远的做了他的岩石。
Because that one who is from eternity to eternity is his rock.
做了他的山寨，也做了他的拯救。
He is his deliverer and he is his fortress.
弟兄姊妹，你回想。
Now brothers and sisters, think about this.
当扫罗追赶大卫的时候。
When Saul was pursuing David,
他们两个人都进到一个山洞里。
Both of them were in a cave.
怎么可能扫罗不会发不发现？
How is it that
Saul
did not discover David?
好像没有可能。
It seems impossible.
那如果说这按人来说没有可能的话，那也就是说大卫在那一次的遭遇的里头死定了。
And according to man's logic, if that is impossible, then David surely would die at that time.
但是没有。
But no.
结果扫罗，扫罗的衣襟还给大卫割下了。
But it was that David cut off the corner of Saul's robe.
Saul
and Saul did not even know it.
就是怎么可能这样？
Brothers and sisters, how can this happen? Thank and praise the Lord. Now when David remembers the past, he cannot but say here that Jehovah is his rock, is his fortress, and is his deliverer. Brothers and sisters, you still remember that when Saul pursued after him, it was to a point. When David was on this side of the mountain, Saul was on the other side of the mountain. It was just in this kind of case. And when Saul just encompassed him a little smaller,
那大卫就好像瓮中猪抓鳖一样的就完了。
And it seems like David would be finished then if Saul surrounds him.
但是感谢赞美神。
But praise and thank God.
在最紧张的时候。
In the most dangerous time.
有情报来说。
There was a message that came.
非利士人来犯境。
That the Philistines are coming into our territory.
扫罗只好退军。
Then Saul can only retreat.
难处又过去
了。And then the difficulty
will pass. 那这些我们都记得了。
And we all remember this.
那大卫自己个人更记得了。
And David himself even remembers more clearly.
只要想到从前我怎么走过。
That when he remembers how he passed through his days.
他就想到是这一位永远到永远的大能者。
Then he'll remember it is this Almighty One who is from eternity to eternity to save him. Not only did he deliver him, but he is my rock. I take refuge in him. And he solves my difficulties. And he clears my shame.
是叫我里面重新有光的。
And he caused me to be in light again.
也是叫我能重新站立起来。
And he would cause me to rise up again.
我就是这样的投靠。
And this is how I take refuge in him.
带着我的缺陷愚昧无知来投靠。
And just as I am with my foolishness, I take refuge in him.
带着我的失败软弱和卑微来投靠。
And with my weakness and my shame and my humility, I come and take refuge in him.
他就叫我的头能再一次抬起来。
And he caused me to be able to lift my head again.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
大卫里面很有把握知道。
And very.
神是他。
And David is assured that God is his.
具体的说起来，大卫在这里列出了一些事实。
And here, David lists out all these truths.
是我的盾牌。
That he is my shield.
拯救我的脚。
And he is the horn of my salvation.
是我的高台，又是我的避难所。
He is my high tower, my refuge.
我的救主。
My savior.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们总笼统的一句话来说。
And in general, we can say one
word. 大卫在这里说了一大堆，神是他的什么什么什么。
And here, when David lists that God is his and his what and what,
归纳起来。
And when you combine all this,
大卫要在这里宣告说。
And what does David want to proclaim here?
我从开始一直到现在。
He wants to say from the very beginning to now.
我一直是活在神的拯救当中。
I have been living in the deliverance of God.
我神是用他的拯救来把我整个围绕起来。
And God encompasses me with his deliverance.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank the Lord.
是当大卫一回头看到神在他身上一生的带领的时候。
And when David looks back and see how God has guided him,
他不能不承认一件事。
He cannot but confess this.
也不能不 说出他里面的一个催促。
He can only say what is urging him from within.
那是第四节。
And that is verse 4.
我要求告当赞美的耶和华。
I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise.
这样我必从仇敌的手中被救出了。
And I am saved from my enemies.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神让大卫一直活在拯救的当中。
And God has allowed for David to live within his deliverance.
不管他所遭遇的是怎么的一些事情。
And no matter what he encounters.
你看他底下所提到的。
You see what is listed in the context.
死亡的波浪。
The waves of death,
匪类的急流,
the torrents of destruction,
阴间的绳索,
the cords of grave,
死亡的网罗,
the snares of death.
一提到这些东西的时候, 真的是把人带到一个好像完全绝望的那种状态。
And when all these are listed out, it seems like man have no way to go.
不要说这四样一起来。
Not only these four matters come at the same time.
其中任何的一样来人都不容易受得了。
Any one of them just come is hard for us to take.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
在大卫的经历的里面。
In David's experience.
这些好像都一起来过。
It seems that they have all came.
绝望吗？
That there, he was at a dead end.
还有没有盼望呢？
Does he have hope still?
感谢神。
Thank God.
大卫在那里非常的肯定的说
And very assuredly David says there
他说我在急难中求告耶和华
In my distress I call to the Lord
向我的神呼求
I call out to my God
他从殿中就听了我的声音
And from his temple he heard my voice
我的呼求就入了他的耳朵
My cry came to his ears
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
你留意
When you pay attention
大卫在经历的里面
That in David's experience
他摸到了一件事
He touched upon this matter
他碰到了一件事
He has came into contact with this
那就是他和神中间的那种关系
And that's the relationship between God and him
好像他虽然在地上活在各种各样不同的境遇的当中
And even seems like he is on earth and he is living in these kind of this, circumstances
但是他非常有把握的一件事
But he is very
对一件事情很有把握
But he is very sure of this matter
就是他所经历的就是神所经历
That whatever he encounters is God's experience
或者说清楚一点
Or to be more clear
他所经历的是神要他去经历的
What he experiences is what God wants him to go through
那是既然是神要他去经历的
And if God wants him to experience it
所以神的眼目就一直看着
So God's eye is always on him
神的耳朵就一直听着他
And God's ear is always listening to him
所以大卫说我在那里祷告
And so David says when I pray there
神在殿中就听见了
And he heard me from his temple
弟兄姊妹神的殿在哪
And where is God's temple
那个时候还没有圣殿
There is still no holy temple at that time
有一个会幕但是那个会幕但是大卫的时间也是残缺不全的
And there was a tabernacle but in the days of David that was not complete
你说那神的殿在哪里
Then where is God's temple?
那很显然我们知道
And very clearly we know
这里不是指地上的殿
This is not pointing at the temple on earth 因为
所罗门还没有建殿
Because Solomon still did not build a temple
这里不是指着那个会幕
It is not pointing at the tabernacle
因为会幕那个时候已经是破破碎碎的
Because the tabernacle at that time was not complete
约柜在另外一个地方
And the ark was somewhere else
帐幕在一个地方
and the tent was somewhere else
祭坛又在另外一个地方
and the altar was somewhere else
都已经 不是很完整的在一个地方
and it was not perfectly placed in one position
如果你从外面去看的话
and so from the outside when you look at this
那好像一个很残缺的会幕
it seems like a very broken tabernacle does God dwell there?
这样的会幕大概神也不要住在那里
and this kind of temple God might not want to dwell there
因为那个会幕里边没有施恩座
because in the tabernacle there is no seat of mercy
那个会幕里头没有约柜在。
And the ark was not there.
你要把神的那个座位放安放在哪里？
And where would you put the jar of, the throne there? And where did you put the throne?
这样的一个地方景，神不要住在当中。
And this kind of condition, God does not want to dwell there.
那显然，大卫在这里说到那个殿。
So very apparently the temple that David mentions here, it is in heaven. It is the heavenly temple. And David was on earth. And God was seated in heaven. And when David prays on earth, he prays to God. His voice goes to the heavenly temple into God's ear.
我们感谢神
and we thank God.
它不仅是进了神的耳中
not only did it go into God's ears,
更重要的
but what's most important,
神听见了大卫的声音，就把大卫的事情看作他自己的事。
When God heard David's voice, God treats David's matter as his own.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
我们回头来看我们今天。
When we look back at ourselves today, when we have something that we hope in the Lord, can we say very assuredly that my matter is God's matter? We dare not say that. We do not have this confidence. But thank God.
大卫那个时候他有把握。
David at that time he was sure he knows how much position he holds in God's heart and when he prays to God God hear him not only God hear him he extends his hand and intervenes with David at the things that he cannot endure.
那我们感谢赞美神。
And we thank and praise God.
那现在啊，我们就看到大卫上面说到神是他的一切的时候，他那些经历的根据是在哪里？
And now when we see David say that God is his all, when he listed above, we can say where that foundation is.
就在第八节以后。
It is from verse 8 on, those few verses.
弟兄姊妹们，你看吧。
Brothers and sisters,
神在那里有动作。
That God, there's action there.
当然我们记得。
Of course, remember.
这个是诗。
This is a psalm.
它是用最简单、最有感觉的话来发表
It uses the most simple words with feeling to manifest the accurate matters.
那所以它不一定是一个具体的事情的记录。
So it does not specifically record a matter.
但是它确实把所有的事情那个属灵的实际引出来。
But it points us.In reality, the spiritual truth.
刚才为什么我会说到大卫觉得他的事就是神的事？
And why did I say that David felt that his experience was God's experience?
他在神面前仰望的时候，神就为着他的缘故伸出干预的手。
That when he looked upon the Lord, that God for the sake of David would intervene and extend his hand.
就在底下他这一句。
And it is in these few verses you are able to see that.
第八节你留意那时。
Pay attention, verse 8.
什么时候？
What was at that time?
那时。
That time.
那时是什么时候？
And when was that time?
就是上面。
And this is before verse 8.
大卫在急难中求告神。
And it was in distress that David called out to the Lord.
向神呼求的时候
and when he cried to the Lord
神听见的时候
when God heard him
就是这个时候
it is at that time
那这个时候就怎么样呢
and what about that time
你看神那个干预的手伸出来
you see how God extended his hand and intervened
他说那时
He said at that time,
因他发怒，地就摇撼颤抖。
Because he was angry, the earth trembled and quaked.
底下就说了一些好像轰天动地的事情。
And it records for us great matters, great shaking matters.
那这是轰天动地的事情是为了什么？
And all these great matters, why did they happen? 为了要叫大卫得拯救。It was so that David can be delivered.
为的是干预那是叫大卫过不去的人事物。
And it intervened with the matters and people that caused difficulty for David.
我们实在感谢赞美神。
And we praise and thank the Lord.
所以大卫在这里就说。
So David here says,
神在我的身上所做的事情。
That all the matters that God has done upon me,
是我从来没想到神竟然会这样来显明的。
I've never thought that God would manifest himself this way.
怎么来显明？
And how did he manifest
himself? 他不是差遣使者来。
He did not send a messenger.
他乃是亲自来。
But he came himself.
是神亲自来为我解决难处。
And God himself cleared those difficulties for me.
是神亲自来到我的中的旁边来扶持我。
And that God came to my side and supported me.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意第十节。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to verse 10.
他又使天下垂，亲自降临。
He parted the heavens and came down.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
以上大卫就说到，神在他过去所经历的事情上面，他领会神如何打乱。
And David records in the things to come how God has disturbed his enemies.
我们感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise the Lord.
那么我们就注意了。
And now let us pay attention.
大卫尽他的大半生。
And more than half of David's life.
都是在神的面前蒙了大恩。
And he was blessed before the presence of God.
经历了一般人所没有经历过。
And he had experienced what most people have never experienced.
也可以这样说，享用了一般人所没有享用过的。
Or we can say that he has enjoyed what most people have never enjoyed.
不是享用属地的事物。
Not that he enjoyed the matters of this earth.
乃是享用神和神的所作。
But he has enjoyed God himself and what God has done.
不，这个的确是很大的一件事情。
And this is a very great matter.
但是我们在大卫数算了他在经历里面所认识的神和所经历的神。
But when we count the experience that he has gone throughof God and what he has experienced God,
你没有看见大卫在那里好像是很觉得不得了的样子。
You did not see David seeing himself as very great.
相反，
But on the contrary,
你真看到当大卫提到这样的事情的时候，
When David mentions of all these matters,
大卫在这里就摆出他自己的本相。
David just shows himself as he is.
好像在那里说。
As is to say that there.
神给我这样许许多多的。
That all this.
经历和认识。
All this experience and knowledge that God has given to me.
神让我有了这许许多多的享用。
And God has let me enjoy all this.
神让我这样的领会他的定义。
And he has let me understand what he has determined.
不是因为我。
It is not because of me.
Hey,
it's not because I was worthy.
相反的。
But on the contrary,
我在神面前所显露的就是我的软弱。
What I've manifested before God is my weakness.
在人的面前我也是软弱。
Before man, I'm also weak.
我就是一个软弱如水的人。
I am one who is weak as water.
我没有什么可夸的。
And there's nothing that I can boast of.
地上一切的人物都比我强壮。
And everything on earth is still more powerful than me.
我是不能跟他们相比。
And I cannot compare to them.
我就是这么一个软弱的。
And this is how weak I am.
我就是这样一个好像什么都没有的人。
And this is how I am with nothing.
但是感谢。
But thank the Lord.
神没有叫我在遭难的日子而迷失，甚至是倒下去起不来。
And in my days of distress, God did not let me to be lost or to fall.
神是在我最承担不了的时候，他就伸出他拯救的手，我就蒙了拯救。
And in the days where I cannot bear it, God extends forth His hand, and I was saved.
所以我永远是一个软弱的人。
So I'm one who is always weak.
直到现在我还是一个软弱的人。
Until now I'm still a weak person.
那这是大卫里面的那个感觉。
And this is the feeling of, for David.
你们要看见大卫在这一个地方，在整篇诗篇的里头说到，因为我怎么怎么怎么，所以神不能不在我身上显出作为。
So here you do not see David mention how great he was and how he was before God. That is why God acted so.
都没有。
No.
他要说自己就是自己软弱。
When he mentions himself, he mentions himself as weak. And everyone is more powerful than me.
我只是一个在软弱当中去经历神的拯救。
And I'm one who is weak, who have experienced the salvation of God.
我们感谢主。
We thank God.
我想这个事情对大卫来说也是叫他很难忘记。
I think this matter causes David not to forget.
我不知道大卫跟哥利亚对阵的时候他当时的心情是怎样。
I don't know what David was feeling when he was in battle with Goliath.
当然你如果你看那个圣经里面的那个记载，
Of course when you see what was recorded in the Bible,
大卫当时是很豪迈的。
And at that time David was very proud.
他就是拿着那五块石头石子就出去了。
And he just took those five smooth stones and he went out.
但是对面那个哥利亚是怎么样的呢？
How was Goliath on the opposite side?
他真的是一个巨人。
He was a giant.
一个小孩跟一个大人在那里对抗。
And that was a small child against an adult.
你怎么来对抗？
How can you fight against him?
当然大卫当时的话语说得非常好嘛。
And of course, very proud David said these words.
但是我实在不知道大卫心里面有没有另外一些感觉。
But in fact, I don't know if David felt something else within him.
我经过一些事情，我就稍微能体会一点。
And I've gone through some experience, so I have some kind of insight.
当外面的事情很激烈的临到的时候
，When the matters on the exterior very fiercely come and attack me.
啊，很稀奇。
Very amazingly,
里面的确是没有恐惧。
That inside there is no fear.
里面也没有一点害怕。
And there is no fear at all.
里面就是那样，用不着使上气力去撑着。
And in fact, within you don't have to fake it and pretend to uphold yourself.
很自然就接受那个环境。
And very naturally, you just accept it.
也好像很喜乐地接受那种环境。
And with joy you can accept the circumstances.
但是很稀奇。
But very amazingly,
那事情结束了以后，
After the matter has ended,
回想
And when we think back, think back and remember,
莫名其妙的就害怕起来。
It seems like for no reason then you become afraid.
莫名其妙的就颤抖起来。
And then you tremble.
那个时候就不能不回想。
And at that time you cannot but remember.
那个时候怎么过来的？
How did I pass through those days?
那个时候为什么不知道怎么叫做害怕？
How come I did not fear in those days?
为什么那个时候不会颤抖呢？
How come I did not tremble in those days?
那现在事情都没有了。
Now the matter has ended.
那为什么还会惧怕呢？
Why would I be afraid?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们是在看见。
We can in fact see.
我们的本相，
Just as we are.
就是恐惧、战惊、害怕、软弱。
That we are afraid, we're fearful, and we tremble, and we're weak.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
当神带你去接受一些事的时候，
when God leads you to accept anything,
你没有把本相的东西显露出来。
You did not manifest just as you are.
不是因为你我这个人已经在属灵的学习上到了一个高点。
Not because you and I have reached the pinnacle of experience spiritually.
完全不是那么一回事。
It is completely not that matter.
所以不会惧怕。
So that we do not fear.
完完全全是神自己在那里扶持。
It's all completely because God is there supporting us.
也是神的手在那里干预。
It is His hand that has intervened.
他看到你承担不起的时候，他的手干预的手就给你开路。
And when He has seen that you cannot bear this, His hand that has intervened opened the path for you.
他看见你还能承担得住的时候，他就在旁边陪伴着。
And when he sees that you can still bear this, then he is just by your side.
让你里面感觉你并不孤单。
That,
是神在你陪，在哪里陪伴着你来接受这你所面对的这一切。
So that you would not feel lonely, that he is by your side when you're accepting all these hardships.
只有这样。
And only so.
我们才会懂得神是我们的一切。
Are we able to understand that God is our all?
我们常常觉得神对我并不那样宝贵。
And many times we do not deem the Lord that precious to us.
乃是因为我觉得我自己有。
And because it is, we feel that we have.
我有的是聪明。
And I have wisdom.
我有的是知识。
And I have knowledge.
我有的是力量。
I have strength.
甚至我有的是财富。
Or I am wealthy.
我什么都有。
I have everything.
所以神对我来说，
so God to me,
好像没有什么多大的作用。
It seems like there's no great effect on me.
那因为我们又觉得神并不是我的一切。
So we do not feel that God is our all.
但是神要造就我们的时候，
But when God wants to establish us,
有些他会把我们带到一个好像非常困难的光景里。
Sometimes he will bring us to a condition where we're encountering many difficulties.
就你感觉自己所有的一切都用不上。
It seems like he'll let you experience all that you have, you cannot use it.
都使不上力。
You cannot function with it.
那到了这样的一个时候，
And when at this time,
你还有什么希望？
What other hope do you have?
只有一样。
Only one.
仰望你的神。
And to look upon your God.
你在那里说。
And there you say.
神啊，我一直以来都感觉你对我并不太重要。
God, I did not see that you're important to me.
因为我觉得我样样都有。
Because I feel I have everything.
感谢你。
Thank you.
你现在把我带到一个地步，叫我实在看见。我什么都没有。
Now you have brought me to a place where I can see I have nothing.
现在我知道我唯一所有的就是你。
Now I know that I only have you.
你要给我在这时候来经历你的自己。
And at this time, let me experience yourself.
你按照你的定义来显明在我的身上。
And according to your will, manifest it upon me.
弟兄姊妹，当我们如果被神一而再、再而三的带到这样。在经历你的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when we continue to brought to this condition by God,
我们就会体会到，
then we are able to understand
神真的是我们的一切。
Truly God is our all.
那么我们，那这个是一个段落，
and this is one message.
这是一个信息。
This is one message.
那现在我们要进入第二个信息。
Now we'll go to the second message.
那第二个信息是跟着第一个信息来的。
And the second message follows the first one.
因为第一个信息就是神把大卫放在一个拯救，享用拯救的那一个光景里。
Because the second message is that God places David in a position to enjoy the salvation.
那么他就是不住的在那里接受神的拯救了。
And continually receive the deliverance of God.
但是一个人能不住地享用神的拯救。
But for one to continue to enjoy the salvation of God,
在人这一方面也是有一点根据。
Man himself must have some kind of basis.
虽然神的拯救是基于恩典。
Even though the salvation of God is according to His grace,
基于神的怜悯和体恤,
it is according to His compassion and mercy.
但是这一个应该说清楚一点，是在我们接受救恩的那一段时间。
To be more accurate, this is during the times when we accept salvation.
那么在接受了救恩了以后,
and after we have received salvation,
我们按照神自己的心意是必须要长大的。
According to the heart of God, we must mature.
那当一个人长大的时候，
and when we grow,
他在神的面前仍然是承受恩典。
Before God, we still are receiving His grace.
但是呢，
but
这一个人必须要活出与恩典相配的那一种实际来。
This person must be living a worthy of the grace.
那所以大卫在这里也就带出第二个信息。
So David here brings forth his second message.
不扯我们这样说。
We can say this.
不住的蒙拯救的原因。
The reason for his continually being delivered.
或者说清楚一点，不住蒙拯救的那个根据。
The basis for his continually being delivered.
那么根据什么呢？
And what is that according to?
当然第一是根据神的恩典，这一个我们 不多提了。
Of course, firstly is according to God's grace, but we won't mention this too much.
因为神是在恩典里面向人显出他的工作。
Because it is in his grace that he manifests his work to man.
如果没有神的恩典，
and without the grace of God,
人是不配蒙纪念的。
Man is not worthy to be remembered.
人也是不配蒙恩的。
Man is not worthy of His grace.
因为不管你是什么一个人，
no matter how you are,
就算你是一个很高的属灵人，
even though you're a very great spiritual person,
在人的眼中是很高的属灵人。
That in man's eyes you're a very great spiritual person.
但是要是把人带到神面前去的时候，
But when you come before God,
一放到神的光中的时候，
And when you're in God's light,
我们就看到了我们那个很高的属灵距离神的自己还是相差很多很多。
Then we can see how high we are spiritually still away from God, we still are a very great distance away from Him.
那我想弟兄姊妹们，你回想这件事情，你会很清楚。
And I'm sure when brothers and sisters look at this matter,
you're very clear. 以色列人出埃及的时候，
that when the Israelites came out of Egypt,
他们在西乃山下，神传律法给他们。
And when they're on the foot of Mount Sinai, when God gave them the law,
神把律法传了给他们以后，
and when God gave it to them,
神就让民中的长老和一些领袖连同摩西一同上到山腰。
Then God led Moses and some of the leaders and elders gone to a part of the mountain.
我想弟兄姊妹们还很清楚记得这个。
And brothers and sisters can still remember this very clearly.
起初神说，
and at the beginning God said,
任何人不能来到山根。
Nobody can come to the foot of the mountain.
如果谁要来到那个山根的话，那个人一定要被击杀。
Whoever comes there must be killed.
那现在神就让摩西带着七十个以色列当中的长老。
And now God has allowed for Moses to bring 70 of the elders in Israel.
上到山腰了。
To go a part of the mountain.
你说这样，他们怎么上去的？
Then you say, how did they go up that far?
神已经在那里活了一条界限。
God has already drawn a boundary there.
谁闯过那里就要击杀谁。
Whoever goes through that must be killed.
那现在七十个人上去了。
Now 70 of them went up.
那是为他们凭什么上去呢
？And according to what can they enter？
就是凭着神自己的呼召。
It is by God's own calling。
说清楚一点，
to be more clear,
是神自己的恩召。
It is God's calling of grace。
是在恩典里面去呼召他们。
That in His grace He has called them。
说他们就越过了山根的那条界限。
So they have gone through the boundary by the foot of the mountain。
上到半山去了。
And they went halfway up the mountain。
然后呢
？And then。
神又告诉摩西跟说：“你领着约书亚再到山上来。
”And now just you bring Joshua and come up to the mountain。
那再上去了。
And so they went up。
那凭什么上去呢
？And according to what can they go even higher？
仍然是恩召。
It is still by God's grace。
那等到他们到了山上的时候
，And when they are on the mountain，
神向摩西再呼召说
，And God still called out to Moses，
你上到这里进入云中我的荣耀里
，And you come into my glory as present，
to
the top of the mountain into my glorious presence。
那摩西又上去
And so Moses went up.
不仅是上去
And did he not only went up.
是进入云中
He went in the midst of the in the cloud.
是进入神的荣耀
He entered into God's glory.
甚至还说
And then God
是在那里与神面对面
He was face to face with God.
哎呀你说摩西凭什么上去
And then you say according to what did Moses go up?It is according to grace. It is by the calling of grace.
那我们在这里呢
And so here,
常常会就产生一个错觉了
Then we have this misunderstanding.
哦，摩西在山上。
That Moses was in the mountain.
在荣耀里。
He was in glory.
与神面对面。
He was face to face with God.
他就看见了神了。
He saw God.
他看见神了。
He saw God.
但是后来，你就看到摩西上神。提出一个要求是不是
But later didn't you see that Moses made this request to God
就是在拜金牛犊的事情过了以后摩西就要求神让他去看见他的荣耀
And this was after they made the golden calf that Moses asked to see God's glory
好像神就在那里告诉他
And seems like God told Moses
有谁能看见我的荣耀而能存活
You can see my glory and still live
诶那我们就问了
Then we ask
那是他在西乃山顶上
That on the top of Mount Sinai
他进入云中进入荣耀里与神面对面他没有看见神的荣耀吗
That when he was in the clouds in God's glory didn't he see God's glory
就是没有看见
He did not
弟兄姊妹就是没有看见
Brothers and sisters he did not
如果他看见了他就不提出那一次的要求
Brothers and sisters if he did see at that time he would not have made that request
你们怎么在那里与神面对面也没有看见神的面
How come if he's face to face with God he did not see him
啊，弟兄姊妹你就注意他是进入云中是神的荣耀在那里但是是云也在那里
Brothers and sisters, you see that the glory of God was at the presence was there, but he was in the clouds were also there.
你在那里好像朦朦胧胧的，哦，知道神是在那里。
And there you may see dimly that God is there.
你听着神在那里说话。
And you heard God's voice there speaking.
你就是没有看得见神。
But you did not see God.
弟兄姊妹们，像摩西那样，在那个时候，人看摩西是不是已经很了不起的
Brothers and sisters, at that time, Moses, at that time, didn't people see him very spiritual?
当然是摩西从山上下来的时候，他脸上发光的。
And when he came down from the mountain, his face was glowing.
以色列人看见他脸上所反照神的荣光，都受不了。
And when the Israelites saw the light that he reflected from God, they could not take it.
摩西这个人，你看他是属灵到一个什么的程度
？So you see how spiritual Moses was.
虽然是如此
Even so
你要把摩西摆到神的面前
When you place Moses before God
还是有许多的距离
But still there is a great distance
那么弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
我们不能不说
We cannot but say
我们蒙拯救
That we are saved
我们不住地享用拯救
And we have continued to enjoy that salvation
完全是根据 神乐意向人施恩。
It is completely because God is willing to manifest His grace to man.
但是一次、两次、三次的享用神的恩典以后
，But one time, two time, or three time after we have enjoyed His grace,
我们这个人必须要成长啊。
Then we must grow.
我们这个人必须要在神的面前长大了。
And before God, we must mature.
如果一次、两次、三次继续的经历神自己的拯救。拯救来拯救去，我们还是在他仅仅得救的那个光景。
And after a while, we have enjoyed salvation, but we're still being merely just saved.
弟兄姊妹们
，Then brothers and sisters,
如果是这个光景
，it is this condition,
那恐怕再要享用神的拯救就有点问题了。
Then I'm afraid there would be some problem for us to enjoy more of His salvation.
那因此大卫在这里。他也把他里面的感觉说了。
So here David tells us of his feelings.
我们来到神面前的人
，That we who come before God，
我们必须要更多更多的在神的造就的里面发生变化。
That when God builds us up in the midst of that, we must be transformed.
要变化变到不能说完全像神，但起码要有神的性质的发表。
That we cannot say that we have been transformed to completely like God, but at least we can manifest His nature.
那所以，弟兄姊妹们，你留意。
And so, brothers and sisters, pay attention.
二十节
，verse 20，
这一小段。他又领我到宽阔之处，他就把我，因他喜悦我。耶和华按着我的公义报答我，按着我手中的清洁赏赐我，因为我遵守了耶和华的道，未曾作恶离开我的神。他的一切典章藏在我面前，他的律例我也未曾离弃。我在他面前做了完全人，我也保守自己远离我的罪孽。所以耶和华按着我的公义，按我在他眼前的清洁赏赐我。那注意这几句总结性的话。
Now brothers and sisters, this portion from verse 20 to 25, pay attention to this conclusion.
26
Verse 26
慈爱的人，你以慈爱待他。
To the faithful, you show yourself faithful.
完全的人，你以完全待他。
To the blameless, you show yourself blameless.
清洁的人，你以清洁待他。
To the pure, you show yourself pure.
歪皮的人，你以弯曲待他。
But to the perverse, you show yourself crooked.
困苦的百姓，你必拯救。
You save the humble.
但你的眼目察看高傲的人。
But your eyes are on the haughty to bring them low.
使他降卑。
To bring them low.
耶和华，你是我的灯。
You are my lamp, O Lord.
耶和华必照明我照明我的黑暗。
The Lord turns my darkness.
我是借着你冲入敌军，借着我的神跳过长云。
Into light, with your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall.
特别是二十六、二十七。
Especially these two verses 26 and 27, you can see that he says to the faithful you show yourself faithful.
你能活出神的慈爱来，神就让你更多的享用他的慈爱。
And if you can live out the mercy of God, then the more of God's mercy you will enjoy.
你是在神面前追求进到完全，神就帮助你更靠近完全。
And you pursue yourself to be blameless before God, then God will support and help you to be more blameless before Him.
你爱慕做一个圣洁的人，神就扶持你，领你进入他的圣洁。
If you desire to be one who is pure before Him, then He will support you to lead you into one who is pure.
弟兄们，你留意这几句话。
Now, brothers and sisters, pay attention to these words.
这几句话就是有恩典。但是不完全是恩典。
These words are grace, but then it's not completely grace.
因为你很清楚地看见，神在大卫身上所做的这些事，或者神在那些人身上所做的事， 乃是神的赏赐。
But very clearly you can see that these matters that God has done upon David, or you can say upon man, it is also his reward.
神是用他自己的丰盛来做赏赐。
And God uses his own abundance to be the reward.
赏赐给那些在神面前追求像神的人。
To reward those who are before God to pursue after like God.
那就是我们用新约的话来讲，这不就是得胜者的享用吗？
So in the New Testament words, we can say, aren't these the enjoyment of the overcomers?
啊，这不就是说到神所拯救的人去承受赏赐吗？
Aren't these the ones who God have saved for them to receive reward?
那我们读到这个地方，我们明明都看到在新约里边救恩的头两个阶段。
So to this point, we can see the two stages in salvation in the New Testament.
The first two stages
in salvation.
头一个就是我们平常所说的得救。
And the first stage of this salvation is what we have always mentioned.
这完全是恩典。
This is all His grace.
不根据我们自己有什么来叫神看重。
And it's not according to ourselves what God has seen something in us.
乃是神的白白的恩典。
It is all His grace, free grace, that we are saved.
那得救了以后呢？
And after we have been
我们追求成长。
When we pursue to grow.
我们追求得胜的生活了。
And when we pursue to live overcoming life.
那在这个追求得胜生活在路程上面，
and on this path of overcoming,
神一直用恩典来扶持我们。
God uses His grace to support us.
不仅是在当时扶持我们继续往前走。
Not only does He support us to go forth.
并且他也叫我们看见。
But He lets us see.
我们这样追求得胜那个结局。
That the result of our pursuing.
那是神的赏赐。
It is His reward.
赏赐什么呢？
And what does He reward us
with? 神把他的自己赏赐给我。
He rewards us with Himself.
神是把基督赏赐给我。
He rewards Christ to us.
我们看七封书信，启示录的七封书信。
And when we see the seven epistles in Revelation.
你看到七封书信里面所给得胜者的赏赐，实实际际的就是基督的自己。
Now you can see in those seven epistles what God has rewarded, it is Christ Himself.
那当我们能掌握到新约的那个事实，再回来看到大卫这几句话。
And when we're able to grasp this truth in the New Testament and look at these few words of David.
慈爱的人你以慈爱待他。
To the faithful, you show yourself faithful.
问题在这里。
And the problem is this.
按照我们的本相。
According just how we are.
我们有没有慈爱？
Do we have any mercy?
你说也许有一点点。
And you might say, I might have a little.
那你对什么人慈爱？
Then who are you merciful to?
对你喜欢的人。
To those whom you love.
那些与你没有没有关联的人。
And to those who have nothing to do with you.
你会觉得我为什么向他慈爱？
You would feel, why should I show mercy to him?
那就是我们如果说有一点点慈爱，那个一点点的慈爱是有条件的。
So we say, even if we have a little bit of mercy, that host condition.
但是神在这里是。
But here God says,
慈爱的人。
To those who have mercy.
就是这个人一摆出来的时候，他有一个特点，那个特点就是慈爱。
And so when this person is put forth, he has a special characteristic, and that is that he has mercy.
这个人的性格就是慈爱。
That his character is mercy.
人碰到他的时候，那一个回应就是慈爱。
And when someone encounters him, he resounds with mercy.
那是不是从人的本相里面出来的？
And is this according to man's nature?
人的本相里头没有这个东西。
There is none of this in man's nature.
那既然没有的话，那这个他的慈爱从哪里出来的？
And since man does not have this, where does this come from?
从生命里面出来。
It is from life.
在一个丰富的生命的里边出来。
It is from an abundant life.
那也就是说。
And that is also to say,
主的自己从
And this is to say that the Lord himself through us has been flowed forth. And how can the Lord flow from us? And it's the fruit of our pursuing after God. And what is pursuance after God? It's not that we gain more knowledge. Of course, we do require spiritual knowledge. But one who truly pursues is not after knowledge. But the true pursuance is the breaking down of man. And only when we're broken, the Lord who dwells in us have a path to come forth. And this person would be one who has mercy. And how can he be one who is merciful? Because there he has received the enlightenment of the Spirit, he has been broken by God. And so God can come forth from him. And when God comes forth, then God's mercy is met by man. It is completely like that when you're blameless, when you're pure.
总是我们在神面前有成长,
then when we mature before God,
有对付,
then we're dealt
有破碎,
with, then we're broken.
住在我们里面的神,
then the God who dwells in us, then there would be a path for us to come forth. So brothers and sisters, we can see that when we're continually enjoying salvation there, the first thing is it is according to God's grace. Secondly, it is that we're living rightly before God. Now we must go through faster. And then we can see the third message.
那第三个信息呢?
The third message
就说,
it points forth
神不仅是我的拯救,
not only is he my deliverance,
他是我的得胜,
he is my victory,
是我征战中的能力,
he is the strength of my battle.
那弟兄姊妹们, 蒙拯救,
brothers and sisters, to be delivered,
是脱离危险,
it is from us to go away from harm. But for us to enjoy salvation, you cannot equal that to gaining victory. So when we say that we have gained victory, it is a step further than being delivered. So you can understand this, brothers and sisters. To be delivered is to be saved is to be delivered from harm.
脱离危难不一定等于得胜.
And when we're delivered from harm does not mean victory.
当然是有得胜的情形.
Of course you have circumstances of gaining victory.
但是那个得胜是主的得胜.
But that victory is God's victory.
但现在大卫在这里,
but here David,
他不仅是说到脱离危难,
he does not say deliver from harm, but he has surpassed that deliverance from harm to one step further that he has manifested the victory.
那弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, let us pay attention to this point.
许多神的儿女,
many children of God,
他们有很多经历,
they have many experiences.
这些经历都是他脱离危难的经历,
and these experiences are that they are delivered from harm.
所以你从一些弟兄姊妹们身上常常会听到这样的见证,
so many times you hear this testimony from the children,
哎呀我病得好重,
that I was in illness,
医生好像束手无策,
and the doctor did not have any way.
我仰望神,
and so when I looked to God,
神叫我得了医治,
God healed me.
大电视,
this is a great matter.
哎呀, 我很久没有工作,
I have not worked for a long time.
我快要破产,
I'm going to be broke.
我仰望神,
when I look to God,
神又为我开路,
and He opened a path for me.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
我脱离了困境,
I've been delivered from my difficulty.
那还有许许多多类似的东西,
and so many of these that are similar.
那也许我们每一个人都很多这样的经历,
and many of us have these kind of experiences.
是不是算是得拯救呢?
Does this mean that we're delivered? Yes.
但是我们常常感觉有一个心里感觉很为难的事,
but many times in our heart we find a difficulty.
我们常常会说,
then many times we would say,
某某弟兄,
some so-and-so,
某某姊妹,
so-and-so sister,
他经历了那么许多的事情,
they have experienced so many things.
为什么?
How come?
不大能从他身上
I cannot from them see the fullness of God, of our Lord.
And
not so much I can smell the fragrance of Christ from them. And brothers and sisters, many times find this in difficulty. And they have enjoyed much of the Lord's grace. The fullness of God, because that individual has experienced it, does not make himself decrease even more.
为什么?
And why?
很简单的一个答案,
a very simple answer would be,
这些弟兄或是姊妹只看见拯救,
these individuals only see that deliverance,
没有看见得胜,
and they have not come to know of that victory.
神不仅是要救我们脱离危难,
and God not only wants us to be delivered from harm,
神要叫我们进入他的得胜,
but He wants us to further enter into His victory.
而我们感谢神,
we thank God.
弟兄姊妹你看看, 大卫在这里说了一些什么话?
Brothers and sisters, see what David says here.
神是, 23节,
verse
23, verse 33. 注意这个,
brothers and sisters, listen to this.
使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄, 又使我住在高处安稳。
It is God who arms me with strength, pay attention to this, and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to stand on the heights. He trains my hands for battle. My arms can bend a bow of bronze.
你留意,
now pay attention. He, my arms can bend a bow of bronze. What does this point? This points that I did not have this kind of strength.
但是, 神做了我的供应的时候, 我能成做出一些是我原来不能做的事。
But when God becomes my provision, I can do something where I originally cannot have done.
你把你的救恩给我继续下去, 你的温和使我为大。
And we continue forth, you give me your shield of victory, you stoop down to make me great.
用什么继续往上念的时候，你一直看见。
Brothers and sisters, when you continue to read, you see.
神给大卫走在一条路，越走越宽阔，越走越满了，能力和得胜。
And when God leads David on this path, the more he goes, the more broad it gets, and he is full of victory and strength.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
大卫在这一段话里说出他不仅是脱离危难，他实在是在那里发声。
And here it is, David points forth that God has not only delivered him from danger, but that he can boast of his victory.
就是说他为在那里支取主的得胜。
That there he can appropriate from God's victory.
不是仅仅脱离危险。
And not only did he, was he delivered from harm,
乃是在那里支取主的得胜,
but there
又彰显主的得胜。
He can appropriate from God's victory and manifest God's victory.
感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank the Lord.
还有第四个信息。
And then the fourth message.
那这一个信息是关乎神的启示。
This message is in regards to God's revelation.
我想弟兄姊妹们只要稍微留意去读，你就读出来。
If we just pay attention, we can read this.
那我们看读读这个。
Let us read this.
啊，四十三节。
Verse 43.
我捣碎他们，如同地上的灰尘，浅塌他们，四散在地，如同街上的泥土。你救我脱离我百姓的征境，保护我做列国的元首。我素不认识的民必侍奉我，外邦人要投降我，一听见我的名声就必顺从我。外邦人要衰残，战战兢兢地出他们的营寨。耶和华是活神，愿我的磐石被人称颂。那底下就继续是说到这一个。
From verse 43 to the end.
但弟兄姊妹，你注意这里头有一句话。
But brothers and sisters, pay attention to one verse here.
44节。
Verse 44, the second half.
保护我做列国的元首。
You have preserved me as the head of nations.
大卫有没有做列国的元首？
Was David the head of nations?
没有。
No.
所以显然在这里不是说他自己的。
So where apparently it's not pointing at himself.
显然在这里是说到另外一个人了。
Here it points at another person.
那另外一个人是谁呢？
And who is this other person?
这里没有明说。
It did not say very clearly here.
但是你往上读的时候。
But when you read on.
你就读到一件事情。
You can read.
外邦人都要伏在他的脚下。
When the others are under his feet.
啊，外邦人都要在他的面前降服。
And when the foreigners come clinging to him,
很自然的。
Very naturally,
你就看到一件事情。
And you can see one matter.
那是启示将来那位国度的王，基督，神的儿子。
That reveals the King of the Kingdom, the Son of God, Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，你就留意五十节了。
So brothers and sisters, pay attention to verse 50.
耶和华，因此我要在外邦中称谢你，歌颂你的名。
Therefore, I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
在外邦中称谢神的。
I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations.
大卫做过这个事情没有？
Have David ever done this?
没有。
No.
那定规又是另外的一个人做的。
So that this is determined to be done by
another. 那另外一个是谁？
And who is this other?
神的儿子。
It is the Son of God.
然后你再往下看。
And then when you read on.
耶和华是五十一节。
Verse 51.
耶和华赐极大的救恩给他所立的王，赐慈爱给他的受膏者。就是给大卫和他的后裔直到永远。
He gives his king great victories. He shows unfailing kindness to his anointed, to David and his descendants forever.
不错，大卫是神的受膏者。
Of course, David was the anointed of God.
但是他所受的膏却没有到永远。
And his anointing was not forever.
他只是在他一生的年日而已。
But only in the days of his life.
大卫的后裔
and his descendants,
如果说你在列王记那里面是看下来
and if you see his descendants from kings,
真正是给神高立的好像你没有看见几个
those who are truly anointed by God you do not see many
好像只是看见大卫所罗门其他你就没有看见
only it seems like you can see David and Solomon and not the others
不是说他们做王的手续没有受膏的那一个动作
It is not that when they were king they were not anointed that action
但是神有没有承认那一个膏力这个是一个问题
But the problem is that God acknowledged that anointing
但是这里的话说
But here the words say
神赐慈爱给神的受膏者就是给大卫和他的后裔
that he shows
直到永远
that he shows unfailing kindness to his anointed to David and his descendants forever
是不是很自然我们在这里就读到国度和永世的启示
so brothers and sisters very naturally here we read of the kingdom and the revelation of eternity
那在这里我们就回想到
So here,
25篇, 又是大卫的诗篇,
we can reflect on Psalm 25. It is also a Psalm of David.
耶和华与敬畏他的人亲近,
that God draws near to those who fear him.
他必将他的道指示他,
and he will show them his path.
我们感谢神,
and we thank God.
在第四个信息的里面,
in the fourth message,
从一面来说, 是带出了弥赛亚的启示,
on the one hand, it reveals the Messiah.
但是在启示以外,
but besides this revelation,
向我们指出了一个, 在神面前, 更高的蒙福的路,
it points to us a higher path to be blessed before God.
就是接受神的启示,
and that is to reveal the revelation of God.
怎么能接受神的启示?
And how can we receive this revelation?
与神中间没有间隔,
that there was no hindrance between God and us.
神的启示就借着这样的人来显明出来,
and God's revelation would use this kind of individual as a channel to be manifested.
那所以在这一篇诗篇的里面,
so in this psalm,
从一面来看, 我们看见, 大卫所认识的神,
on the one hand, we see the God that David knows.
从另一面来看,
on the other hand,
我们看见神借着大卫的经历和认识, 向人指出一个,
we can see that,
追求属灵,
we can see that God uses through the David's experience and his lessons to point out this path to pursue after maturity.
从得救进入得胜,
from salvation to enter into victory,
从得胜进入活在神的荣耀的启示,
and from victory to live in the midst of God's glorious revelation.
当然主把当日感动大卫写这一篇诗的灵也同样的把这样的光放在我们里面,
and may the Lord use the spirit that has enabled David to write this psalm at that time to be placed in our hearts to show us the same light.
或在我们结束的时候,
and before we end,
我还要再提一下,
I must mention again,
我们读大卫这一篇诗,
when we read this poem of David,
我们感觉这一次大卫应该是到顶点了,
we feel that David now should be at the very top.
好像是, 但是还不是,
but it seems so, but not yet.
那我们过几章再看到, 大卫最后的一次的失败,
when we read a few more chapters, we see the last failure of David.
经过那一次,
and after that time,
大卫真的是进到神所承认的完全,
then we can see that he has gone to the perfectness that God has acknowledged him to be.
不过弟兄姊妹你注意, 神所承认的完全还不是等于神的完全,
but this perfection that God acknowledged to is not the perfection of God.
不过按照人来说, 那已经是到了, 不能再高的地步,
but according to man's understanding, that is to a place that man cannot go any higher.
要再高就要等到主显现的时候,
and for a higher point, we must wait till our Lord is manifested.
我想今天晚上就教父们到这了,
and I think we'll end our sharing here tonight.
人在神面前所学习的功课,
and lessons that man learns before God,
有神自己的所示的彰显,
and it manifests who God himself is,
也有神荣耀的旨意的启示,
it also reveals the eternal glorious will of God.
但是这些都不是长篇大论的, 在那里, 述说的,
but these are not mentioned in detail of how great they are,
总是很少数的, 字句, 就把那一份感情那一份感觉发表得非常的痛快,
but with minimal words it reveals those feelings and those emotions thoroughly.
那发表诗歌的人固然是这样,
and this is the, what the hymnist is,
就是我们今天读诗篇的人也一样的有响应,
and it also we can echo those for us who read the Psalms today.
那么所以22章的这一篇诗篇,
so So this psalm, this chapter
22,
not only is it written in 2 Samuel, the Spirit also records it in Psalms.
所以这一篇诗篇，它的属灵的分量是相当的重的。So
the essence of this spiritually is great.
那我们从这一篇诗的里头来看看大卫在神面前所学习过的功课。And
from this psalm, let us see the lessons that David learned before God.
我们几乎可以这样说,
and we can almost say this.
诗篇22篇,
Psalm 22nd.
是大卫教的功课,
it is the homework that David turns in.
他把他在神面前所学的功课现在交出来,
and all the lessons he's learned before God, he turns it out.
那所以这里头的那些内容啊,
so the details here, we can resound at those.
当然我们不能一句一句的去看,
of course we can't look at it first by first.
我们只是一个信息一个信息去看,
we'll look at it from message to message.
那我们顺着他那个次序看下去,
and according to the sequence we'll look at it,
把几个主要的信息都剪出来,
and we'll choose out those important messages.
那头一件事情丢所有人看见的, 非常容易看见的,
and the very first thing that is very easy for us to catch is
大卫承认神是他的一切,
that David acknowledges that God is his all.
大卫承认神是他的一切,
and David confessed that God is his all.
那弟兄姊妹你看看大卫在这里举了好多件事情,
now brothers and sisters, you see that David makes a lot of examples here.
那虽然不能说他所举出来的这么一些把大卫承受神做他的一切全都包括在里头,
of course we're not saying that these few examples that he points out includes everything that God is to him,
但是已经把神在他身上做工的经历所带出的结果发表出来。But it is
manifest the result, the fruit of God's work upon him.
所以他一开始就说, 耶和华是我的岩石, 我的山寨, 我的救主。
So at the very beginning he says, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer.
岩石,
my rock,
很大的依靠,
and it is something that he can trust,
很稳固的根基,
it is a very solid foundation.
因为这一个岩石也就是底下他所说的他的磐石,
because this rock that he points to is also the stronghold that he refers to later on.
虽然大卫在这里所提到的这么一些,
and even though David mentions these here,
好像全都是在他征战的经历的里面所领会的,
and this is what